How did you feel today out there working out with these guys?
Yeah, I felt good. You know, it's nice to be back on the field. Feel like I'm in good shape. You know, I had a good off-season workouts, good rehab on my knee. Feeling definitely a lot better than last year in the season, and it's fun to be out there with the guys. You know, we'd love to get Jordy out there at some point, but it's fun to see the young guys and then a couple of the guys we brought in.
And Ty and a couple of other guys, too, but I guess this is a great opportunity for some of the new guys here to get more reps with you.
Yeah, it is. You know, we got a really good group of young receivers, I think. There's as much speed in that group as we've had in a long time, so it's fun to see those guys you know, in the patterns, in the group stuff, and the one-on-one passing stuff, and look forward to getting some more reps with them. You know, it's different this time of year than maybe training camp, the speed and the stuff we do at the line of scrimmage, but I think they're, you know, getting into it pretty well, and it's fun to meet some of those guys and get to see what they can do on the field.
Along those lines, Aaron, Coach McCarthy was saying that you guys may be a little bit ahead of where you've been in the past at this time of year with the install. Does that make any difference in May?
It does, you know, because Mike loves to get a certain amount of work done in the summertime. With the cutback in the training camp practices over the last few years, you know, since we started, really, you know, there's no double days and the practices are shorter and the time you can meet is shorter. And really, this off-season program is shorter with the new CBA. You really have to kind of fit a lot of stuff into a short amount of time. So it puts extra pressure, I think, on the coaches to be able to go through that plan with the young guys and then get up to speed. It puts a strong onus on them spending time away from the facility on studying their playbook. They're, you know, myself too, there's some changes this year, so I've had to put in some extra time in the off season, which is a little rare, to make sure I'm good on the on the way we're calling personnel now and some of the plays that we've changed.
What are your impressions on Eddie, how he looks, how he looked out there?
Yeah, I mean, Eddie looks like Eddie. I mean, it's good to have him out there. He's a talented guy. He's going to be an important part of our season.
How about Jared Cook, getting to see him out there actually catching passes?
Yeah, Jared is a great guy. It's been fun to get to know him. I think he really enjoys being here, enjoys the opportunity. Really impressed with our new tight end coach, and he's done a good job with all those guys. But Jared brings a good skill set to that group. Richard was very consistent for us last year. Is great at a lot of things. Jared is able to, you know, stretch the field a little bit with his little bit extra speed, and excited to get him up and going and get through his installs and see what he can do even more.
Has Jeff Janis picked up? Has he taken off from that playoff game? Has he done the things in the off season that you would like him to do? And can he move forward from there and not backwards?
I know you guys love Jeff Janis.
It's not us, man. It's the people.
I know.
Champ.
You people, all you people out there love Jeff. I love Jeff too. You know, I mean, he had a couple great plays there at the end of that game, and he's coming along. Again, these are important years for young guys like that. Years 1 and 2 and 2 to 3 are when you can really take jumps. You see a lot of them over the my course of 12 seasons, where you see guys really take jumps and start to figure it out. And I think he has an opportunity. I'm not going to make the mistake I made last year of declaring an MVP of the offseason. I'm just going to say that there's a lot of guys who have made some good strides in 2 days, but we're going to temper our expectations. There's no pads on. We're in, you know, install 2 was today. But Jeff had a good day, and he's progressing.
Aaron, you've obviously had a ton of reps with Jordy. Is there any reacclimation period that you think you'll have to go through? Because I know obviously you want to get him back to where he was there.
I think there is. I really do. You know, we missed a year together. So there'll be some extra time we'll put together, working on stuff and the little nuances that we've added and just getting familiar with the body language and the break points and different things. We've played a lot of football together, but it'll be important that we spend a little extra time, whether it's, on the side when we can during this summer or in training camp. We'll make sure we put in the necessary time to make sure we're on the same page.
Your first quarterback camp after your rookie season, you had that whole off season. You always talked about how important that was for you. Has Brett taken advantage of that, and what progressions have you seen him make now?
Yeah, I think he's taken advantage of as much as possible. You know, we actually, as difficult as those weeks often were, when we came back, you know, March 15th and 16th, the icy winters of Green Bay, those are really important times for us to learn the offense and become an expert of the offense, and then start to turn around and look at the other side of the ball and figure out defenses and how to identify them, how to identify blitzes and coverages and fronts and pressures. And so he doesn't have the opportunity to kind of go through the playbook at a snail's pace, but to kind of aid that, he really spends a lot of time away from the facility thinking about football, studying, watching the film of practice, watching the film of last year's games, and he's the kind of guy that that has that high ceiling where if he continues to progress, he's going to put himself in a really good position, and I'm impressed with how he's improved and impressed with his competitiveness. He's really competitive, and it's fun to practice with a guy like that who pushes you every day.
Aaron, when you try and build chemistry with young players or new players, are there certain drills or things that you sort of go to with each new guy, or is the chemistry process more tailored to the individual?
I think it's tailored to the individual. I really think it's getting to know that guy and figuring out kind of how he enjoys being pushed and coached, and if he needs to be encouraged maybe more than the average guy, or if you can get on him a little bit, if he responds better to that. I think everybody has those buttons that kind of get to bring the best out of them. And it's about to spend a time, whether it's eating lunch with them or having conversations with them. We do a good job of, in our meetings, giving myself and the coaches opportunities to really talk about how the game is seen through the quarterback's eyes. Mike has always had that in his offense. You know, it's tailored to the quarterback and how we see the game. So those guys get a great opportunity to learn how I see the game early, but there has to be those conversations along the way so they know what the expectations are, because there's, like I've said before, there's two offenses. There's the offenses on paper and the offense that we run, and there's some slight differences, and it's about how I like things run, and those guys do a good job of asking the right questions.
Aaron, how did the new look, Josh Sitton, look? He was just telling us about all the weight loss out there. Did you notice a difference in him out there?
He looks pretty svelte, doesn't he? I mean, he looks great. I'm happy for him. He's in a contract year, so he came back looking really good. He's also getting married, so it's probably some, he wanted to look good in those wedding pictures too.
Aaron, going back to getting to know the young guys, what about Hunter Mason? When Brett got later in his career, we talked about how these guys are so young, I don't know, it's hard to relate to them. You've always kind of taken that as a priority. So how do you go about getting to know these guys that are a decade younger than you?
Yeah, there's a lot of 90s babies in here. It's weird. You guys can relate to that. I mean, it's a different locker room. You just have to be intentional about spending time with them and talking to them. You know, the thing you learn as you get older in the league is there's some apprehension on their side of coming up to you. So they might not feel comfortable asking those questions right away. So you have to kind of break down and have an icebreaker, whether it's a joke or a nickname or a funny anecdote that you read about them or found out about them from Tom or from the program or from a story from college that somebody knew. So you got to just be intentional about it and find time to talk to those guys. The more comfortable that they feel with you, the more comfortable they're going to be in asking questions. And the more questions that they ask when it's the appropriate time, the more we can start to get on the same page.
How did you do that with Trevor Davis? Because I remember when we asked him, being a Cal guy, when rookie camp, he had no idea what he was going to say to you. He had no idea how he was going to approach you. He was awestruck, pretty much.
Well, he's one of those guys. You have to move toward them. You have to initiate a conversation with them. But he does a lot of great things out there. I mean, he's extremely gifted with his speed. But he's also an intelligent guy from Cal, so he's got to be. And he's not a JUCO Cal guy, so. But he's a good kid. He cares about it a lot. He puts in the time. The key for those guys to catch my eye initially is the preparation. So if they're making sure they're coming prepared with their routes and their, responsibilities on plays, that's how they can kind of start the conversation. But those guys have nothing to worry about. It's early. There's a lot of football in front of us this summer, and we got a lot of time to get to know each other and to work on getting on the same page.
Disappointed or anticipated John Kuhn not being back?
Yeah, disappointed for sure. I mean, John is he's a dear friend. You know, it's tough when you lose guys like that, or you're not you show back up in the locker room and they're not there. That's part of getting older in the league. Is you look at the last 3 years. you know, in the last 3 or 4 years, A.J. Hawk, you know, I sat next to him for 9 years in the meeting room. His locker was obviously a couple down here. James Jones came back to us last year, was our leading receiver. Obviously, he's not here after a year of hiatus before that. And John, you know, those are three of my closest friends as teammates over the years, and it's, you know, you'd love to see guys like that be around because, you know, they can help us win.